This is Harley Carnes, CBS News. It's four-pack time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Jergen.
That was the most amazing video I've ever seen. Well, no, not the most amazing video. That was some amazing video, Pinto, that you just showed me. Have you heard about this, Jergy? The cat that saved the kid from being attacked by the dog?
Yeah. California. Yep. Saw
really?
Saw it this morning.
I hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, yes.
Pinto showed it to me.
Cat hero, the dog, attacked the little boy, and cat came to the rescue and then went to check on the boy.
Yeah. The dog comes around the car, did the family have security cameras
yes.
or something?
Yes, they did.
And so
they didn't even know they were on the cameras.
Okay, so the security cameras showed when they went back and looked at the tape that the kid was outside riding a tricycle, and all of a sudden a dog comes into the yard or into the screen.
Neighbor's dog,
and it starts attacking the kid, pulls him right off the tricycle. Like he's going to drag him away to the woods or something and stuff him away.
And here comes
Fluffy.
Yep.
Fluffy the cat comes out 1,000 miles an hour with its tail puffed up the size of a god dang tree trunk and just goes, ran, attacks the dog. The dog runs away, scared as all get out. Then the cat comes back and stands around the kid for protection. It was amazing.
I don't know the status of the dog.
Hope it's dead.
Well, I think.
I don't hope it's dead. I would think that
the family of the boy was interviewed on one of the morning shows and.
As was the cat. Don't
and the
forget
cat,
that.
Cat was there, too. He didn't say much.
He's humble.
Yeah, he is. But they said where they live, the cat could probably, or the dog could maybe go into rehab.
What?
Well, something
Ford
like
clinic
that.
Clinic or something? Or the dog is an angry drunk or
what? Or the most likely option, which they didn't want to see it happen, that he would be.
Put down, euthanized,
yes,
killed.
Yes.
Offed.
And so we'll see what happens with the dog, but that's dangerous stuff.
That was amazing.
Yes, it yeah.
Unbelievable.
Where's Wilbur?
Let's do our Where's Wilbur contest sponsored by Famous Dave's Barbecue of Fargo. Here's the deal. Pinto is going to give you a clue that you could have read earlier today on our KFGO Facebook page. He'll give you the clue. You need to be the first person to find Wilbur. Physically find him. Don't call, text, email, tell your neighbor, send up signals with mirrors and flags. Don't do that. Just go find Wilbur. If you're the first person to find him, tell Wilbur's handler, and you will win a $20 gift certificate to Famous Dave's Wilbur Bucks, and you'll be entered in the grand prize drawing for a backyard barbecue. Daniel, what is today's clue in the Where's Wilbur contest?
Wilbur was on his way to a new box store in Moorhead, but first decided to stop at a college to learn a new skill. Wilbur was on his way to a new big box store in Moorhead, but first decided to stop at a college to learn a new skill.
Got it.
Well, there's options there.
Really.
Well, yeah, there kind of is.
Yeah, I know. But
there's other colleges besides the one I'm thinking of in Moorhead.
Right, but there's the one there, right there.
Right by the box store?
Yeah.
Right by the new box store?
Oh, boy. I tell you.
Somebody just texted in, Mike, the dog was put down.
He was.
As it should have been.
Yeah.
If you have an attack of that.
Last I heard that the decision hadn't been made, but it's been made.
Number four on the four-pack, Jergy. Top four talk show talkers of the day. They have found Casey Kasem.
We'd been looking for 2-3 days.
Yes.
And it's kind of a sad story.
It's a very sad story. If you'll recall, a couple of days ago, the family of Casey Kasem came out and said that they did not know where he was. He suffers from Parkinson's disease. He's 82 years old. He's not in the best of health, but he's still worth lots of money. And there's been family squabbles over who has control over Casey Kasem and his fortune. He had disappeared. Where did he end up finding him? What happened?
I believe they found him in Washington State, and that is where family members have suspected he had been taken. I believe they were alleging that he'd been moved from hospital to hospital. Their stepmother, his wife,
Jean Kasem.
Yes, and they said that she was behind this and trying to keep the children from seeing him, and he has been found. And so I don't know if there's been any new developments today, but he's safe and hopefully his kids are good to see him.
I said that he had Parkinson's disease. He's actually suffering from Lewy body disease, which is a similar form of dementia to Parkinson's disease. He can barely speak.
The Alzheimer family, yes.
Not good.
No.
So, ugly situation.
He's been found, and his kids, they can be reunited. And it was getting pretty nasty with the courts.
I bet this happens more than you think it does.
Probably.
Especially when money and big money is involved. That there's family fights and there's... just ugly. I don't... Yeah.
So Wallacher pulled off the gloves yet? The mayor Wallacher?
Look at that. They're in a vat of Jell-O at the mayoral candidate forum.
Did you notice that they delayed it by several minutes until we... I think they wanted to wait till the four-pack was over.
I saw them listening to their smartphone apps on the TV here.
See if we were going
to
mention
Wallacher them. Saying, Brad, shut up. I got to listen to McFeely and Juergens.
We're monitoring.
Wimmer saying, I have more energy than you, Dennis. I have more energy than you. I'm younger. Number three.
By 13 years.
Yeah, he's 60. He's a senior citizen as well. But he's very active. Number three.
Fit.
He's very fit. Fit for Fargo. Number three.
They'll be here, by the way, the 28th. Not here on this show, but between 11 and 12 on the Jack and Sandy show, Mayor Wimmer and Mayor Wallacher. No, Commissioner Wimmer and Mayor Wallacher will debate for a full
Freudian
hour.
Freudian slip.
For a full hour.
What do you know that we don't, Jerry? You calling
don't know
him Mayor
anything.
Wimmer.
That was just a slip.
Number three. Speaking of viral videos.
No early returns are in.
Speaking of viral videos, have you seen the video
no.
of the...
Go ahead. I'd love to.
The Canadian auctioneer that somebody recorded and then put to a rap beat. Because auctioneers are very lyrical and they're well-timed. Have you seen this? Have you heard this?
I haven't.
Let's play it.
This
go.
Zany.
He's got 72. Sold your way. 79. JBS number one. JBS number one. Thank you.
I have no idea what he said.
Neither do I, but it was sounded really good to that rap beat that they put in. That was pretty good, wasn't it? That was pretty clever, I thought. His name was Rhett Parks. He is in, I think, Saskatchewan. He was an auctioneer in Saskatchewan, and somebody was listening to it and thought, that guy's got a pretty good beat to him. So that's kind of good. I liked it.
Pretty good rap.
Yeah.
And somebody made a purchase. It sounded like 79 something was their number. That was a bid number. I made that much out of it.
President Obama. I couldn't understand a word he said.
Any fireworks at the City Hall yet? Nope.
Wallacher's got Wimmer in a headlock. Who you saying's old? Look at that. He's giving him a noogie.
It'll be civil. And if it's not, we'll tune in. We're monitoring.
Have the 7-second delay ready.
Yes,
when we cut to the candidate form, have the 7-second delay ready because they might be swearing at each other by that point. Number two, President Obama, Jergy, made a joke.
What was that crack?
That included North Dakota.
What was that crack?
No, it was not a shot at North Dakota at all. It was not. What he was talking about was he was speaking in New York City. About, well, it was a fundraiser, is what it was. A $32,000 a plate fundraiser. Woo!
What do you get for that, I wonder? Potatoes?
A meal in the audience with
milk?
Wow.
Holy dessert?
Cow, that's a lot of money. Somebody yelled out in the audience, "We love you. What can we do to support you, President?"
She was from Brooklyn.
Yeah. And he said, "Move to North Dakota."
And they all laugh.
Oh, that's so funny. But what he meant was, if I could just get about 1 million surplus voters in Brooklyn out to Nebraska and Wyoming, that would give him the chance to take over the Senate and have the ability and take over the House and have the ability to do something with the last couple of years of his presidency.
Yes.
It wasn't a shot at North Dakota.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And he didn't really expand much from what I saw. But remember back... Was it 2011 when he had people in all the states And I think he had several dozen staff members in North Dakota. He did. I believe he had close to 50. And at that time, of course, he was trying to become the first Democrat to carry the state since 1964, I believe.
No, Johnson? Was Lyndon Johnson?
So.
Did he carry the state? Really?
I think it was 64, wow. I think. So it had been a while, and they had this big push in 2011. And then toward the end of the campaign, well, I think it was in May, they said, that's not going to work. You guys come home. We're going to dispatch you to other states. Remember that? You had people everywhere.
We're not going to win the state.
And we, in the news department, we were receiving Obama emails. I mean, just from people. They were working in the state.
Yeah.
Every day. They wanted us to say something about him. And sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. And the president never, well, he did appear at the Yonker Farm. Was it that year when I was almost arrested by the Secret Service?
That would be the year, yes.
Children's Farm. I was nearly taken into custody by federal agents because we, after they had secured the premises, I decided, and I really wasn't thinking, I decided to run an audio cable through the woods from one of our news vehicles because we were carrying it. And, oh boy, they saw me in the woods. And, yes, and then they had to resweep the area, and I got I was spoken to by a man with a badge. And they didn't like that. And it was innocent. I just thought, well, we got to get one more mic cable in there. And I walked through the woods, and that was a no-no.
You know, it's funny. We played the sound of the auctioneer, and we received a text message into our texting club here at KFGO, and the text message says, auctioneer video is on Nodak Jack Sunday's blog.
Oh.
And so you can go to Nodak Jack Sunday's, Jack Sunday's blog at KFGO.com. And I thought, who would send in such a text message to our KFGO text club?
I don't know.
Well, I looked at the phone number that popped up with the text message, and I thought, I'm going to cross-check it here on my phone. Look at the name that came up on my phone.
It's Nodak Jack.
It's Jack Sunday sent in a text message saying, hey, check out my blog. The video's on there. So, thank you, Jack.
Cross
I appreciate
promotion.
That.
Any now, fireworks there yet?
Doesn't
look like it.
They're throwing pizza at each other now.
Should we tune in for a minute?
To the public of the city of Fargo.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Commissioner Wimmer, you have 2 minutes.
Well, we need a convention center. I would love to see a convention center in Fargo, and we'll work hard to get it here. I have tended in the past on placing it in the downtown area, but I think what's going to happen is we're going to do a study, as we've done at the Fargo Dome site, and we are going to do the similar study at the downtown site. We're looking at some land directly to the north of current City Hall site. That's
a
possibility. There's some possibility to the south of the City Hall site. Obviously, a great possibility at the Fargo Dome. We've had people out at West Acres still talking about it out there. I've had some people now buzz about the corner of I-29 and 52nd Avenue. Could it go out there? So I think the study would happen for the downtown site. Really look hard at ingress and egress. How can you move cars in and out of the downtown?
Okay.
We need to have 1 to 2 parking
ramps.
That's
enough. I think the question was where do you favor the convention center? I'm not sure that...
I didn't hear the entire question.
I didn't hear the mayor's answer. So I don't know if he took a side either.
I don't think he would at this point. I didn't hear, but
I didn't hear either.
We're monitoring, so we'll let
monitoring.
You know. But I think they're both non-committal on that issue right now until they get the additional study.
Need more information.
The downtown, yes. And now we've heard that 52nd and I-29. That
was a new one.
That's new. I hadn't heard that.
I heard I-29 and I-94 before West Acres area was lobbying.
Right.
I'd heard that.
Yeah. So maybe across from the Walmart, Kitty Corner.
Why would you put a convention center way down on 52nd Avenue?
Well, the city is expanding to the south. It's the only place we can go, right?
Could we protect it from a flood?
I would think so. We build it up.
Davies High School is down there. What? What?
Yes, it is.
It all goes back.
It's down there. You people can't let it go.
I'm for the diversion. I'm build the diversion. Protect the whole city. I'm 110% behind the diversion. Who's this guy that's moderating the debate? Mark Western. I don't know.
He's an attorney with the Nillis Law Firm.
Oh, okay. I've never seen Mark, nor have I ever heard of him. I apologize, Mark, for not.
He's an attorney, with the Nellis Law Firm in town.
Yeah, no, I heard him the first time.
I know of him.
Okay.
So,
we're done. That was our number one. Number one was the debate. Yes.
This is a whole monitor. And any fireworks will cut in.
If a cat comes and saves one of the candidates, let us know. We'll get the video of it. Thank you, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director on the Mike McFeely Show.